Well, thank you so much for joining me on the Drive Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Sternad, a pastor here in Mobile, Alabama. Excited to have you listen today and pray that God encourages your heart. Well, thank you for joining me, guys, on the Drive. This is Mike from Mobile, Alabama. And we went over Psalm 139, a Psalm of David, really shows us and gives us the heart of God, but also how he views his children, and really how we can praise him because of how he views us. It's pretty astonishing, just the way that God loves us. It's reassuring, and we've been going through this series about reassurances from God's Word, and I just want to throw out the general truth that God's Word is, God is the source of encouragement. And I believe one of the main resources and tools he's given us for continual encouragement is his word, is the Bible, the scriptures, God's precepts, his statutes, his judgments. Psalm calls the word of God all of those things, right? But ultimately, encouragement comes from God through his word. And you know, going, getting saved and then going to church for the last, 17 years, that was reiterated over and over from the pulpit, and I so appreciated it, because oftentimes, as even as Christians, we stray and we get distracted and we forget what the important source of encouragement is, and we start to watch the news more, or we start to try to encourage ourselves, or we kind of stray away from the Word of God, and we look for encouragement from other sources. Now, I think this is wrong, because ultimately, the Lord, through His Word, that's where the encouragement comes from. That's where His amazing and true promises emanate from. And so even though, you know, year in and year out, my pastor was just like, he was teaching the Word of God, right? But he emphasized, you guys get in the Word of God yourselves. And again, I always appreciated that, because we didn't have to depend on our pastor 100% to study the word, the scriptures for us. We dug in ourselves. Right, and this is what was so radical with Martin Luther and the translation of the Bible into German, into the German language, because people can understand it themselves. They didn't have to trust in faulty man to interpret it. They could actually read the Bible themselves. Now, God used faulty people to get the scriptures laid out and written, right? We know that. But when it comes to the teaching of the word, we take it in and we grow, but ultimately we are taught the most as we get into our, you know, quiet time or devotion time or whatever you want to call it, that time with just you and the Lord. That is the most valuable time on this earth, I believe. And maybe some would say, well, no, family is time. You know, family is super important. But without getting in the Word of God first, you won't know how to deal with your family and love your family and care for your family and protect your family. Well, my job comes before that. My job comes before reading the Word. Well, your job's important, but God's given you that job. And without the reading of the Word to prepare your heart for what you're going to face at your job, then it's going to be tough. In other words, God holds His Word, you know, as the Psalms say, He holds His Word higher than what? His name. His name is powerful. His name is life-changing. His name is amazing. But even then, we learn about His name from His Word. And so when He says He holds His Word higher than His name, it means the sheer importance of God's Word. It's so critical for our leading, being led in this life. It's so critical for the blueprint on how to live, on where to go, on what to do. The Bible is such, it's the reassurance to our hearts that is always there. You know, in prayer sometimes, and I'm not comparing prayer and the Bible, right? Are they equally important? Totally. But sometimes we pray, right, and we don't hear an answer, and we're waiting on the Lord, which is fine. God works in the waiting, right? We're waiting on the Lord. And we still get nothing. A week goes by, a couple weeks, and then God answers. Praise the Lord. But the beautiful thing about the Bible is this. It's always there. You have probably a multitude, you know, a plethora of Bibles at home. You may have one at work. You probably have one in your car. You carry your smartphone everywhere with you. Your smartphone is smart because the Word of God is on it. And if it's not, I recommend getting the Word of God on your phone. So wherever you are, even if you're at work and you're, you know, getting distracted or your thoughts are kind of going off, kind of get discouraged, get into the Word of God. Reassure yourself. Let God reassure you from His Word to your heart. And so ultimately, the main source of encouragement is the Lord through His Word. So again, do I sound like a broken record? Yeah, but listen, I'm also talking to myself. Because we can get out of the habit, out of the healthy spiritual habit of digging into the Word of God ourselves. You're going to struggle more if you get in the Word of God less. And so dig in and keep digging and make it a, you know, a lifelong thing, a daily, consistent, constant getting into God's Word and hearing from Him. Lord, what do you want to say to me today? Open His Word, pray before, pray during, as you're reading the Scriptures, pray those Scriptures into your heart, and let God lift you up. Allow God to encourage your heart and your life, because He wants to. God is our encourager, and He's given us His love letter to study, to look into, to learn from, to grow from, to glean from. And so why are so many believers out of God's Word? Because they don't foster healthy, spiritual, proactive habits. And that's what we got to do, right? That's what we have to do. It's like going on an eating plan and you do good for about 20 days, maybe even a whole month. But then after that, you're like, forget it. It's too much work. And you don't do it. And you feel the repercussions. You go to the doctor. You have high cholesterol. He's like, you're unhealthy. Your blood pressure's high. You need to get, you know, you need to, what is he going to say? He's going to say the same thing every time. Exercise and eat better. Okay. Exercise and eat better. Got it. And then you go home. Have a nice greasy cheeseburger and seasoned fries, and you eat like that for another few months and go back, and he's like, well, you got worse. Why? It's your fault, doctor. No, it's not. It's because you were called to be proactive in something to get healthy. Well, spiritually, we're called to be proactive in digging into the Word of God so that we can get all the nutrients that we need eternally, so that we're encouraged and reassured spiritually. And that's what the Word of God does. It is beautiful. It is amazing. It is a blessing. And I can't talk enough about it. Yeah, I have a book going to be published pretty soon. It's a devotional commentary on Psalm 119 and 176 verses all about the Word of God. And I love it. I love it. And I don't think we could be reminded enough. Let's get into God's Word. Let God's Word get into our hearts and let it reassure us, because there are promises in there that God wants to speak to you and to me and remind us of things and reveal things and just work in our hearts and our lives. God is good. He is the ultimate reassurer, and He uses His Word to do so. Well, God bless you guys, and I hope you have an amazing weekend. Happy 4th of July, and talk to you next time.